Happy Waysack cycle. The full moon was yesterday, last night. It's a celebration of light, the light within us all. And so before we continue with our exploration and discovery of the layers of the senses and the fullness of how awareness already is, expressing through those senses, through your senses. Let me take a pause for the Festival of Lights for Waysak. We smile and take a long, slow, deep breath, breathing with the world, because the world is, with all its troubles at its essence, it is a world of goodness and light. A world of sharing. And if Mother Nature is our witness and our litmus, then sharing and abundance. Are what is. And so we settle into the abundance that is within us, the abundance of presence, of patience, of kindness, the abundance of awareness. How dynamic that is, how always, that is, whether awareness is being used to make a morning brew, or it's being used at a traffic light, or it's being used with intuition, compassion, meditation practice, or listening to the cries and the laughter of the world. Waysak celebrates the birth, the awakening, and the passing out of an incarnation of Siddhartha Gautama, who became known as Buddha Shakyamuni. It is a display, in a way, really no different than the display that Jesus made in his life. And the display is one that calls us to our own inner light. It is called enlightenment. It is called awakening. Because we are all capable of it. It doesn't come from the blessing of some almighty. But instead, as Buddha said, illumine your path. Illumine your way. That's a powerful statement. It says that we can. It says that it's our, only we can do it for ourselves. Each of us individually in our own way. And so we smile with that because there's no one way. That means that there's countless ways, each perfectly suited, or a combination of them that creates a path for each of us, that each of us is walking, can further, which leads to self-liberation, self-awakening, self-awareness. We smile with that. It's free. It's already present. It's already within us. And so feel your heart. Feel that the radiating of the heart has no boundary. If each of us believed it so, then the goodness in our heart would reach the sun. It certainly would reach another person or another being somewhere on our planet if we believed it so. Because it has no limit, no boundary. And equally so, if we believed in empathy, if we believed in oneness, then we would feel the heart, the joy, and the suffering of another being anywhere on our planet. Just like we feel the warmth of the sun. To know that to believe that and to live from that. That's an awakening. To listen. Simply to listen. That's an awakening. Right now, there's a luminescence in the mind, in your mind. The Buddha said, luminous is the mind, brightly shining. And because it is luminous, it perceives a luminous, bright, shining, beautiful of every moment. Because the bright, the luminous is the sameness. Whether it's inside us, and we call that awareness mind, or it's everywhere, it's the same. To notice any part of this, that the mind is bright, always bright, unless we cover it up. And everything around us, inside us, is vibrant, beautiful, dancing. That's an awakening. What if every person lived from their light all the time, even just more of the time? What if each person who feels and thinks that they do? What if there were additional, expanded, more refined or something sublime ways to live one's life? And we discovered them. Imagine the transformation in the world. And simultaneously, let us all acknowledge all the ways that beings are benefited just by your presence, your awareness, not because you're doing something, but because the world is benefited by anyone's light, anyone's sanity and wisdom, anyone's goodness. And that can be done through sitting and praying for others, by feeding the birds, by planting a garden, by being in touch in all the ways that someone can, by listening, being present. And so again, we feel our heart, self-liberation, awakening, path. It's not difficult at all. And so we meditate. You meditate simply being. Radiate your light. Every part of a human being is light. Our cells are light. Our thoughts are light. Our desires are light. Our actions can be the expression of that. Our words can express that. We are light. Our awareness is light. Love is light. Compassion is radiating light. Equanimity perceives all things equally as light and in the light. Awakening, enlightenment, self-illumination. Radiate your light. We take a long, slow, deep breath, breathing the light of awareness, light of the heart, light of presence. Our self-awakening that is always present. Ooh. Happy Vaisak, everyone. You are the light of the world, as another great teacher said. Love you all. Create your day.